We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm joined this next segment by Deb Watkins, Shelter Director at the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter here in Manhattan. Deb, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well as we can. I'm a little tired of the social distancing, but I understand we have to keep it going. And it's unfortunate because we love seeing the pets every time you come out here. And Dave was talking earlier saying it would be nice if we could just have you guys drop an animal shelter pet off here for the segment, and that way we could still have it here. But I know there's a lot of things that are different right now at the animal shelter, huh?
Yeah, but you know, we are doing absolutely great. We only have about 14 cats and 14 dogs here at the shelter, one guinea pig and one rat. And so the staff are doing an absolutely amazing job. They're coming in every day, caring for the animals and providing enrichment. We've shortened our hours a bit. We're here from 8:30 to 4, and we're taking our reclaims and adoptions and surrenders by appointment only.
Okay, and so you make an appointment, you still can come out there to the shelter by appointment then?
You betcha. You can find our animals on petfinder.com and pick out an animal and come in, and we'll make an appointment so no one else will be in the building, and you can visit with that animal and then adopt it. Now is a great time, since everybody's home, to get a pet settled into your lifestyle and great companionship.
Yeah, no doubt. It would seem like a good time to do that, because you know, a lot of folks are trying to find you know, avenues to have some sort of social interaction, and boy, a shelter pet would seem to me like a great opportunity here, because they, you know, need homes, and because you guys constantly, you mentioned you're fine now, but here, who knows what it's going to look like in a couple months. You may have a whole influx of animals come into the shelter.
Yeah, and we're really being proactive about that. We are taking emergency surrenders, and what that means when we say emergency surrender is those are animals that the animal control officers are actually speaking with the owner about, and we're just trying to make sure, can they keep that animal in that home a little longer, or is there something we can help them with or educate them with? We also have our food bank available for those people that are having trouble affording pet food at this time.
Now I see starts Wednesday, is National Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week?
Yeah, we are really excited about that. We are very lucky to have two very committed animal control officers that work for the City of Manhattan and Riley County. The animal control officers are considered critical staff at this time. They've been educating the public and helping keeping those animals and people safe when they're out for walks. I have Brandon Sokol here with me. He's an animal control officer. I'm going to let you talk to Brandon.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Brandon.
So tell us a little bit of what your job entails.
So, you know, we focus primarily on animal welfare and human safety. We do a lot of in-field work. The classic dog catcher is, kind of days gone. We're viewed in a more positive light by the community. And I think, you know, we really try and show that we're here to help. And, you know, we try and make sure that we're reconnecting people and their pets when their animal's lost, going out for investigations for cruelty and neglect. We're responding to emergency calls. Maybe there's a sick or injured animal. We're educating people on wildlife, and we're conducting bite reports for a rabies exposure report.
Now, as I understand, part of your efforts right now, especially during the pandemic, is keeping animals also at a safe distance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want to still make sure people are abiding by the social distancing and trying not to gather in groups of more than 10. We're still patrolling through parks. If you're going to the dog park, you know, and you're seeing that there's multiple people there, maybe just hang out and wait for some space to clear, or, you know, just go walk somewhere else where you have more space. We want to remind people that while you're in town and outside of a dog park, that your animal does need to be on a leash still. And to avoid using the sports complexes or the sports fields, those are strictly prohibited from animal use.
All right. The dog park, though, is still open, as I understand.
The dog park is still open, yeah. Just we want people to be responsible and, you know, trying to, you know, not crowd in there if you can help it. There are a lot of other good places in the county where people can still visit. You know, Tuttle has a lot of really nice areas. There's a couple county parks that could work well for that as well.
Now, God forbid you have to go to a house where someone has tested positive for COVID-19 and they have an animal and that needs to be removed. What are the safety steps in place there?
Yeah, so, you know, we go through the National Animal Control Care Association guidelines, and, you know, we have a lot of PPE set in place to use for those. You know, you would basically put on a whole Tyvek suit and booties, gloves, goggles, face mask, respirator. If we can help not going into the house, maybe there's somebody that's already been inside that could bring an animal out, and then we can retrieve it from them there. We would do that. So we try and basically take every precaution we can. But if we have to go into a house, yeah, we're going to suit up, bring that animal out. Then we'll have to, you know, remove our PPE, load the animal. When we're unloading it, we'll have to suit up again with new PPE, and then bathe the animal and try and, you know, really cut down on any transmission.
See, and I learned something new this weekend because I knew that you couldn't get coronavirus spread from animal to human, but I guess it can go the other way because I saw in the news that a tiger in New York City tested positive for coronavirus this weekend. So it is possible for our pets to get it as well.
Yeah, I think we're finding out that, you know, this is always changing, and it's such a new disease that they're, you know, discovering things, you know, every week or even every day. So I think it's just important to look at the reputable you know, news outlets for that, TBC, those types of things, and just staying up to date on what they're discovering.
Man, this is such a just such an interesting time to be alive and learning kind of what entails everything in a pandemic. If people have any questions or maybe they see an animal out and about, they still call your number 24 hours a day?
So anything that they have as a concern, like an animal at large, animal welfare, I mean, even, you know, barking and nuisance complaints, you report that to RCPD. So that phone number, I can throw that out real fast, is it's a 785-537-2112, and that's extension 0. So that's like their non-emergency line. And of course, if you have like an aggressive animal or something that is an emergency, you could call 911, and they'll get us dispatched out there pretty quick.
Okay. Well, anything else maybe I haven't touched on you wanted to give a shout-out to?
Hey, on a positive note, in March, we did 82 adoptions, and 24 animals got back to their owners as reclaims. And so, you know, even though we've reduced our hours a bit, you know, we're still getting those animals back home. And we're really excited that we had 82 placements.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Do you think that was attributed to more people being at home and having more time, you think?
Yeah, you know, I think we've really come a long way with our social media and putting those animals out there, and people are just more aware that as adoptions and here, the Russell T. Rice Animal Shelter here in Manhattan, we appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the great things about, you know, social media is that you can see those friendly animals on a daily basis. You guys post their pictures all the time, and what a wonderful opportunity. So even some videos I see here. There's one I'm looking at right now, and I'm not sure who it is, but it's from April 2nd. But what a great opportunity, and if people have more information, how can they get a hold of you there?
Yeah, they can just call us at 587-2783, and we'll be glad to set up an appointment.
Okay. Well, Deb, appreciate it. And Brandon, you too. Thanks so much for being here and joining us on In Focus.
Yeah,
thanks, Brandon.
All right. That is going to do it here for our show. Brandon Sokol, the Animal Control Officer, and Deb Watkins, Executive Director of the Animal Shelter. Thanks to Wyatt Thompson, Eddie Eastus from Manhattan Parks and Rec as well, and our guests from earlier, Melissa Mosier and Stephanie Kilborn from Ascension Via Christi Hospital. GMCF Hour comes up next.